his request. Rinda came to pacify the gopi's anger with very soft words on his behalf. Then later, Purnamasi arrived, and she came and brought Radha out from her inner chambers. And when the girls were all together in one place, she assured them that although Padma believes that Chandravali will become Vrindavan's queen, in fact, Krishna had never deviated from his desire to award Radha this coronation. Now, after all that confusion had been removed, preparations for the festival could begin. So tonight we will hear about the Adivas, or the pre-festival, the festival that takes place the day before a grand ceremony is about to be enacted. And then we will follow Radha's procession right up to the gate of the Abhishek Mandap on the following day. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prastaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pucharini, Nirvisesha Sunyavadi, Vaskatya Deshatarini, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vas Adigora Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa Turu Vyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha, Patita Nam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. When the time for the Abhishek festival had almost arrived, all the people of Raj were blissful, and auspicious omens appeared everywhere. Govinda, full of joy, desiring to see Radha coronated and decorated with the auspicious items of the Abhishek, and seated on the best of thrones in Vrindavan, gave Vrinda Devi an order. He said, "O Vrinda, Radha will not come until the time of the Abhishek. So you must fulfill Lalita's promise quickly and skillfully using my shakti. Bonamassi, Yasoda, and the other elders of the town should bring Radha to Vrindavan to meet her friends, and then perform the Adivas ceremony using the finest ingredients. You will now realize how astoundingly sweet are Vraja's forests, Radha's beauty, and the union of Radha and Krishna. Brinda said, O Purnamasi, on the full moon Tithi, on the month of Madhava, you must bathe Radha. Today, I will complete the Adivas of Radha using the sweetest, most fragrant of scents. Then Vrindadevi said to Radha, O Radha, do not be shy, thinking that you are very bold and shameless. This ceremony will destroy all sorrow. After all, it is commonly seen that girls appear in public without shame when accepting a husband. Brinda continued, she said, all wealth that usually gives rise to anger and sorrow shall be used to support this joyous festival. Perform the Adivas ceremony of Radha for lordship over Vrindavan according to divine instructions. Then, from all directions, the ladies of Vrindavan assembled, and the sky and the earth resounded from the tinkling of their ornaments. Then from Nandagram, Krishna's place, three girls appeared. Nandimukhi, who we met earlier, who is Purnamasi's granddaughter. Dhanishta, who is one of the gopis who live in Nandagram. And Kundalata. Kundalata is the cousin of Krishna. She is married to Subhadra, who is the cousin of Krishna, so she is the cousin sister-in-law. So they paid their respects to Purnamasi, they paid their respects with tears in their eyes, and then Kundalata, she told Purnamasi how everybody in Nandagram was so excited about this upcoming event. She said, the cowherd boys, they're all chatting and laughing and thinking about what they would like to wear. And Krishna's father, Nanda Baba, he has become totally stunned. And Vishabhanu Maharaj, Radha's father, desiring all good fortune for his daughter, is distributing wealth profusely. She said, when Radha's mother Kirtita, this is by transcendental village gossip, when Radha's mother Kirtita informed Krishna's mother Yasoda of the Abhishek, Yasoda embraced Kirtita and said, with great effort, I have been praying for the protection of both our children. And then, all the people in Nandagram, said Kundalata, with tears in their eyes, they're saying, Santa said, Yasoda sent a message with affection to the feet of Purnamasi. She said, Purnamasi, you are the presiding deity and the shelter of all the happiness of Raj. We worship you with devotion. Perform the Abhishek of Radha on a jeweled stage in Vrindavan. But now, quickly, make this Adivas day appear. We are very, very, very eager for this. Today, please decorate Radha with these jeweled necklaces and this attractive pearl necklace that I have kept just for her. Then Kundalata said, taking this order from Miss Yasoda Mai, we have quickly come here. Hearing all this news, Purnamasi became very enlivened, and she ordered the Sakis to begin to prepare for the Adivas. The women begged each other for duties in performing this festival. Although usually one ignores others in attaining one's own goals, those aspiring for prema accept dependence on others with similar goals and tastes. Thus, consulting each other, they began activities keeping in mind the goal of prema. Everyone became so busy. The craftsmen were busy. Some of them were painting. Some of them were doing different kinds of work. The writers were recording this astonishing event. And the gopis were producing the finest quality ornaments and decorations for the Abhishek. Then, over a jewel embedded floor, a beautiful canopy rose up, shining like the full moon in autumn, and clouds of incense billowed everywhere as the women placed golden pots on sapphire altars. Then, to enhance the whole area, they hung long garlands of kadamba flowers, which looked like rows of softly swinging lamps. And then the Adivas ceremony began. First, the gopis bathed Radha according to the rules given by Purnamasi. Then they wiped her body with a soft cloth and dressed her in washed silk. The people assembled for this preliminary ceremony then waved lights around her beautiful form. Placing her beautiful lotus feet on the finest silk asana, they worship Radha with an auspicious decorated pot and lamps and other items. Then the Sakis decorated her limbs with musk, sandalwood and other fragrances. They braided her hair and they greeted her beauty with the brilliance of their mirror-like eyes and worship. performing this adivas, the gopis felt it would be auspicious if the elderly ladies were also present. And just at that very moment, they arrived. While Purnamasi was chanting the Shanti mantras and the devas were showering flowers, the elders, using fragrant substances, decorated the body of Radha with auspicious herbs and a protective kavacha. And singing in high voices, they performed the raksha bandana, or the tying of a thread around her wrist, using turmeric and oiled durba tips tied in cloth. Sitting on a jeweled platform, holding kushi glass, a mirror, and other auspicious items, Radha looked stunningly beautiful. When Yasoda embraced Radha for a very long time, it was obvious to everyone that even before the Abhishek began, she had already attained lordship of Vrindavan's forests. I gain my life by looking upon the beauty of my granddaughter Radha. When Mukara said this and began kissing Radha repeatedly, nobody could help but smile. Thus, excited by the adivas, all the ladies began to sprinkle one another with yogurt and ghee and all sorts of fragrant substances and turmeric water in all directions. When some rather bold gopi covered Jyotila with yogurt and ghee, she let out a terrifying scream. Seeing everyone laughing and seeing her sister-in-law present, Radha simply bent her head and slightly smiled. Then, placing Radha in the front, according to the rules, the gopis went to worship the Abhishek arena. As they moved along the path, which no man could ever go, the elderly lady sang very sweet songs, and by her movements and the jingling of her ornaments, Radha looked like a swan. When she arrived at the mandap, she satisfied everyone with cheerful words. Radha inquired about family affairs to those who came to her with gifts in their hands, and on all sides, the ladies and the children stared at her with wide eyes. Then they had Radha enter the eastern courtyard, skillfully decorated with pictures, flowers, canopies, and big full pots of water. This eastern courtyard was at a section where there were four pathways coming in with four large doors to the courtyard. And so everybody entered there, and Purnamasi directed Radha to perform the required worship of the mandap prior to the Abhishek, and then And she sent her home to rest and thus completed the Adivas ceremony. Radha murmured quietly to herself. This festival may bring great auspiciousness to me, but playful Krishna sports elsewhere. It seems as though my eyes will not be fortunate for a very long time. The following morning, when the night ended, everyone in Vrindavan woke up in the greatest excitement. The Sakis, in great bliss, were preparing for this Abhishek. The mothers and relatives of both Radha and Krishna collected all sorts of auspicious items. And Purnamasi was chanting to invoke peace and good fortune. Nanda Baba forgot everything else and talked only of this festival whilst distributing immense quantities of cows and wealth. And Purnamasi, having quickly completed her morning duties, went to see the gopis. Seeing auspiciousness everywhere, she was very surprised to see their dejected faces. Lalita explained. It's always Lalita who explains. Lalita said, "Kindly hear why we sent Vrinda to bring you. Padma, acting according to her nature, has decided to create dissension. She sent somebody to Jyotila, telling her that she should prevent Krishna from coming to the Abhishek." The lady who went to see Jyotila said to Jyotila, this is what she said, on the advice of Padma. She said, "Oh, elderly gopi, today, by good fortune, your daughter-in-law will accept an Abhishek. But protect her from the eyes of Mukunda. Krishna is very fond of flirting, and he is very attracted to women who follow strictly Dharma. Such young women regularly give up their respect for the elders and they run to join him. According to a voice from the sky, Krishna will be coming. So you must prevent his coming and protect your daughter from obstacles, illusion, and fear." Jyotila responded by saying, "I will prevent Radha from going. Let the Abhishek go to hell." Lalita said, "Now she has locked Radha up in home." On hearing this news and seeing the anxiety of the Sakis, Purnamasi revived them encouraged them to continue their preparations for the Abhishek. And at that very moment, who should arrive? But Jatila. She had come to tell Purnamasi everything that had taken place. First, Purnamasi directly scolded elderly Jatila, and then she consoled her with sweet words, and then she advised her in various ways. Purnamasi said, "O Jatila, Vraj is famous for as a place which destroys sins, and thus the people here can live peacefully. In Vraj and in the presence of a peaceful soul like me, what is the anxiety that can be there for your daughter-in-law? Purnamasi must be honored by everyone." Catching Purnamasi's feet, Jatila, with tears in her eyes and a choked voice, she said, "Oh, Devi, please protect her." Then, in front of them all, trustworthy Purnamasi appeased old Jatila and then embraced Radha and offered her back to the Sakhi. Instruments began to play, along with singing and dancing, and the peacocks began to cry and dance madly in bliss. With the early rays of the sun, one could understand that this auspicious moment had finally arrived. Purnamasi, knowledgeable in Vedas, steady in intelligence, with Yasoda's permission, was eager to bring Radha to the Abhishek Mandap by a beautiful pathway. Radha then set out. In the front were the expert musicians, and then came the women singing loudly. And then came Purnamasi and the wives of the brahmanas and other respectable ladies who were eager to see the festival. Next came the dancing girls, and then the gopis playing veena and mridanga and flutes. And finally, young girls carrying the ingredients for the festival. Lalita is standing on the right side of Radha, holding a peacock fan. Radha is looking at her with crooked glances. Vishakha walks on the left. In her hand, she's holding a picture of Hari. Seeing it and touching it, Radha begins to tremble. Behind Vishakha is Champakalata, and she's carrying a tiny jeweled casket for Krishna, which Radha thinks of as her own heart. Then there is Chitra. When Radha's face fades, Chitra steps forward and restores it. In front of Chitra is Tungavidya. She follows after Radha, reciting the glories of Krishna. And in front, to the right, is Induleka, who offers Radha Tambul. Radha is very attracted to her face and also to her heart. Then she, who is an incarnation of music, is Rangadevi. She's on the left side. And Sudevi is very knowledgeable of emotions and the mind, is walking in front, while Kundalata, Krishna's cousin, using very humorous, funny words, because she's very humorous and funny, she praises Radha while gently smiling. Look, all these loyal, enthusiastic sakis move behind and in front and on both sides of Radha. And then, many young, beautiful girls, bearing auspicious items in their hands or on their heads, run from their houses and gather to join in this big procession. The heavenly ladies, they thought, we will not be able to see this festival through the spaces between the tree branches. So we will see it by descending to earth and taking the role of gopis. Saying this, they all arrived from all directions to see Radha and the gopis. They all entered the flower-filled Vrindavan forest and constantly showered flowers as they followed after the gopis. As she walked, flowers fell at her lotus feet and became infused with a crimson glow. Although the whole pathway was covered in flowers, the bees, swarms of bees, ignored the flowers completely and simply followed Radha's feet because of their fragrance. Look, Saki, look. In this dark forest, the Malati creepers are swaying in the breeze like hundreds of hands, and they're offering arti to you with their flower buds as flames. The cuckoos sing, and the breeze plays with the leaves as instruments. For your festival, the parrots do not fly away, but they sing your glories, while the peacocks dance in indescribable abandon, making our eyes dance as well. O Radhe, now the Vrindavan forest is worshipping you with the chanting of mantras and blossoming trees, all offering their blessings. On that pathway, covered with flowers and lit by rows of bright lamps, Radha came with her friends, and it seemed like the moon was moving through the Milky Way along with all the other planets. As she walked, Radha looked at the places where Krishna had performed various pastimes, and at this time she took on an extraordinarily beautiful appearance that the gopis had never seen before. Meanwhile, all the people waiting at the mandap, and we're thinking, when will she come? When will Radha come? When will she come? And Lalita said, oh friend, look, just before us is Purnamasi, worshipable as the best of munis. She's blissfully standing by the gate with motherly affection. With motherly affection, she is chanting mantras of invitation. And with friends, she is looking towards the path with great anxiety. Now, we have almost come to the place of the Abhishek. People have stopped moving, and the instruments are becoming more and more intense. In this way, giving joy to all, Radha's procession arrived at the gate of the Abhishek Mandap. Both Purnamasi and Vrinda very eagerly came forward to welcome everyone and bring them all inside. Tomorrow night, you'll hear about, the night after tomorrow night, we will hear about this incredible Abhishek that was arranged for Srimati Radharani to honor her as the presiding deity of Vrindavan. At Krishna's request,